On today's show, how Toyota made the Tacoma more aerodynamic, someone's talking about reviving Saab again, and how Lexus shot to the top of the luxury segment, even though most of its models saw their sales go down. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 17th of 2015. We're finally starting to see Chinese automakers crack into the American market, with BYD's electric E6 available for rent in Chicago, and Chinese-made Volvos heading to our shores. And soon we may see more. Chinese automaker Dongfeng, which has a joint venture with PSA, just signed an agreement with National Electric Vehicle Sweden, which bought Saab in 2012. The JV will help NEVS financially and give it access to Dongfeng's supplier network for a plant it's building in China. And as for Dongfeng, it will be able to sell its own brand vehicles through the NEVS dealer networks in Europe and the US, as well as help it meet European legal and technical requirements. Did you see our show about the Woodward Dream Cruise on Friday? We had a great show, and the Dream Cruise was a smash success. But unfortunately, there's always somebody out there to ruin it. Three classic cars were stolen over the weekend, including that golden black 1971 Chevy Camaro owned by Papa John's pizza owner, John Schnatter. No doubt many of you have seen it in TV commercials for Papa John's. Also stolen were a red 1966 Corvette and a black 66 Chevelle. Here's hoping that the authorities nab these jerks. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Lexus shot to the top of the luxury list last month in the U.S. market, outselling BMW and Mercedes-Benz. And yet what's astonishing to see is that most of the models that Lexus sells saw a big drop in sales. The CT, the ES, GS, IX, LX, RX all posted big drops in sales. The LS sedan posted a modest 1% increase, meaning sales are essentially flat. So that means all of the gains at Lexus came from only three models. The GX, which is up more than 19%, and two new additions to the lineup, the RC sports car and NX baby crossover. Just goes to show how important it is to expand your lineup. Oh yeah, I almost forgot to say anything about the Lexus LFA. They sold one of them last month, and six for the year. Fuel economy regulations in the United States are having an impact, but improvements in fuel economy actually started before the corporate average fuel economy regulations became law. A historic study of fuel economy by the University of Michigan shows that from 1923 to 1973, the fuel economy of all vehicles in the U.S. actually declined. They averaged 14 mpgs in 1923 and bottomed out at 11.9 miles per gallon. But after the first oil embargo in 1973, Americans started buying more fuel-efficient cars. The CAFE regulations did not start until 5 years later in 1978 and were only for passenger cars. Coming up next, what Toyota did to make the Tacoma pickup a lot more aerodynamic.
You know, in today's modern automotive industry, even if you want to build a truck with great off-road capabilities, you still have to make it aerodynamic for fuel economy purposes. We're at the launch of the new Toyota Tacoma, and we're going to talk about aerodynamics, and I'm lucky enough to have the chief engineer, Mike Squeers, who engineered this whole thing. But Mike, you take it from here. What did you do to make this truck more aerodynamic?
Well, thanks, John. You know, the best thing you can do to make a vehicle more aerodynamic is lower to the ground, like NASCAR. But then you lose your off-road capability. 45% of our customers take their trucks off-road, so we wanted to protect that. So, but we also invested in putting a larger air dam in the front. That is one of the most effective things you can do. That helps cut the air, but we maintained a 29 degree approach angle. We also added these air fins up here. That helps redirect the wind around the tire, because the tire is like a piece of plywood going through the air. We also spent time up here in the styling. Our styling is an off-road desert racer theme. It's heavy in the front, light and agile in the rear. But even these radii up in the front, we spent countless hours in the wind tunnel.
And you like these sharp edges.
Sharp
here.
Edges, yeah. That helps take that wind and keeps it from separating and coming out here, but wraps it around the truck.
Attached flow.
As you move back, we have our overfenders in here. And again, we looked at every aspect of that overfender to make sure that we aren't taken away from our aerodynamics. As I mentioned in the front, because we didn't take the truck all the way down, we still had a target for coefficient of drag that we wanted to achieve. So we had to look at every line and every aspect of the vehicle to achieve that coefficient of drag.
And you call them overfenders. Most other people would say flared wheel wells or something like that, but that's we know what you're talking about, right?
And then we added these air fins up here. The air fins up there, what they actually do is create a little turbulent flow down the side of the truck. If you've ever been on the lodge and you've been driving and you get between two semis and you get that rocky feeling, that's the vacuum that's along the side of a truck. So this creates some turbulent flow, keeps that air attached to it, and helps with straight line stability.
And you were saying you didn't believe that this would make any difference.
I truly didn't believe it was going to make a difference. I got invited out to Proving Grounds. Our old guys were out there and they said, please come out and see what we were looking at, you know, that we've studied. And they gave me this big presentation. I expected a wing, you know, sitting out here like this. And the young man pulls this little piece out of his pocket. And I'm like, really? You know,
and
I spent all day coming here.
He sticks it on.
And I spent 4 hours on the track, putting it on, taking it off, putting it on, taking it off. It makes a world of difference. We also have some fins underneath the mirror. And this helps with wind noise. So the whole mirror has been redesigned. These fins under here helps with the wind noise, because the A-pillar area here is where the majority of your wind noise comes from. We even re-engineered the space between the A-pillar and the mirror to make sure that we can keep that wind noise to a minimum. As we move back, we've added a bed to a cab seal in here.
Just a rubber strip between them.
Just a rubber strip. What that does is, because of the radii and your cab here, you get this quanta effect. It's taking that air. The air wants to travel along the body, and it gets behind the cab and the bed. And what that is turbulent air. And turbulent air takes energy. To make that turbulent air, that's drag. This prevents that from going, the air to go back there. It keeps it attached along the side of the bed. The other side effect of that is we reduce our wind noise, because that turbulent air is making a lot of wind noise for the rear seat passengers. As we move back, and again, looking at some of the other features that we put in here, as I said, we spend a lot of time in the wind tunnels looking at every radius. Even the radius on the tail lamp through here, this is to separate the air, because if the air wraps around the truck, it creates that turbulent flow.
So you want that clean brake.
That clean brake, that's drag. And again, our aero fin stabilizer back here again to direct that air. And then finally, we went with a spoiler on the back of the tailgate. The spoiler on the back of the tailgate also helps with separating that air, so it doesn't wrap around the tailgate and create that drag.
So you and your presentation said that you reduced the overall aerodynamic drag by 12%. And what's the CD number?
We are between 3.84 to 3.91 for this truck. You know, 12% reduction. And that's best in the segment.
And who would have ever thought that these little aero wings would have made such a difference in making this truck more aerodynamic?
I didn't believe it at first, but I'm a believer now.
I believe it. Mike Swears, thanks so much for the walk around.
Thank you, John.
We'll have a lot more info on that new Tacoma in the days to come. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.